Have you ever really needed something urgent, whether it be a tool or an ingredient, only to discover when you dig deep in that toolbox or you open that cupboard, it was always there and you could have used it at any time? This week we are discussing the fruits of the Spirit, that we have these wonderful gifts available to us that we just need to tap in. Turn with me to Galatians chapter 5, where we find out that there are the works of the flesh and there are the fruits of the Spirit. In verse 9 it says, "Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness." It carries on with hatred, jealousy, even selfish ambitions. But look what verse 22 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness." We see such a contrast here between the works of the flesh and the fruit of the Spirit. The word "works" there comes from the Greek word erga, which actually means physical hard labor, compared to the Greek word for fruit, which is karpos, which describes the fruit of plants, trees, even our own humankind with offspring of our children. And all that fruit, every single one of them, has to do with the seed. And we need to understand that when we are a child of God, when we've given our life to Jesus, He deposits the seed of the Holy Spirit inside of us and the seed of His word. Read with me together in 1 Peter 1, where it says, verse 22, "Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart, having been born again, not of a corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God which lives and abides in you." We need to know that the Holy Spirit is there to help us yield this beautiful fruit that He has given us. That we have the seed within us. That we have this wonderful joy, peace, patience, as we will discover this week. And we're going to see how we can make a choice to either work hard at the works of the flesh or to allow the Holy Spirit to produce this effortless life as we discover what's in our cupboard. Enjoy this week. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.